Yo, what's the most dope show? It's about that time to get live. Take a break from your 8 to 5. Them other guys don't have the ability to rip it. We kick it. Three guys on representing with the most killer spirit. And we coming with the jokes. So you better grab a good pen and pad for your notes. And forget them other folks, because we got the best quotes. Randolph does more than just jokers. He broke and he got the files. Tell Andy Klein to turn up the dial. I don't know where that boy Tim is now. Raising the daughter, he hella proud. Andy is straight up and Randolph ain't here for racist. When Tim Miller hit, that got funny as shit. The sock puppets always be there to assist. Too many to name, but they all of this shit. I guess I could try. Love me some Frankie French. Milner and
Mike B.
Be lit. I cannot forget about Petey and Chris. J.L. Covan with them Trump impressions. Riding Cameron coming from the black guy who tips. That's a whole damn nation, so they always near. Pop, pop, bang, bang. Getting green, romaine. Three guys on sock puppet nation. Gang, gang. Yeah. What up,
Dominic?
Puerto Rico, suave. I know you thought I forgot about you, but I ain't forget about you, bro. Yeah, yeah. Puerto Rico, oh, Puerto Rico, suave.
He said, accidentally shaved my mustache off this morning, and now I feel like the rent is too high.
Too damn high.
And you know, rent too high. I did not realize it because, like I said, I didn't know. So he came, he said, let's get ready for the show. I was like, okay. And we sat down and we started recording this stuff. I was like, okay.
Came in there looking like a Klingon. Ready to go to war. You're like, what is happening?
And you know me, it was all joke time.
That's it. That's the one of the fears of men with mustaches. You get to trim and you're like, ah, shit. Rod, I was just in reading a very interesting thing about some Avengers deep dive shit. I say Rod specifically because you nerds. Well, Karen, you might be with this. Did you call it the Dr. Umar? I'm done, Rod. We're gonna call Rod D-U-J.
I haven't seen Roderick's upper lip in like years, y'all. Like, and I'm his, because most of the time he keeps that hair, and it's been a long time since he kind of shaved everything.
I'm gonna let you slide on that coon comment.
Don't be mad at me.
The post was that Thor didn't die at Tony's funeral, Tony Stark's funeral. Like, everybody else was sad, but Thor looked relatively like okay. Oh, Raul, you need to tie. Why do those gold ties scream respectability politics? Why do they scream that?
So Roger came up there, looked at the bunny, like, give me number six.
them gold ties with them neutral color suit jackets just scream respectability politics.
Give me the manness fit number 12.
Anyway, Rod, I'm sorry. Anyway, sir, that Thor didn't cry because Tony died. He said, Red Kirby said, Randolph wasn't even gentle with it. It just caught me. It shocked me. That's all I could say. That, you know, Tony died in battle. So Thor's not sad. He's going to Valhalla. Nothing he ain't say. He ain't sad.
Once again, like a Klingon, Rod.
Klingons don't get sad when people die in a battle.
Yeah,
so like, okay, so you died, great, you died in battle, you going on to glory, and I'll see you soon.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. You know, they believe in Valhalla and all that. Also, I mean, Thor was obviously broken up about the shit. I mean, nigga,
yeah, not to say
put on that depression weight and stuff. So, you know, yeah. It's not like he was unbothered. He just don't grieve in the same way as other people.
Not to say he wasn't broken up about it, you know, but it's not a intense sadness to them. As Tyrone is, he died an honorable death. Like, there's a scene, and I didn't even realize this because I didn't stay with it all the way through, but there's a scene in that third Thor movie where Jane goes to Valhalla. She's welcomed by Heimdall. Because Heimdall's now the welcomer to Valhalla.
Is there a specific reason you didn't stay with it all the way through?
Well, you know, all the femininity, Rod. Just...
Okay, Dante Nero. Okay,
all the femininity of it just drove me away.
Okay.
No, I didn't. I watched it all the way, but I didn't stay through like the end credits and shit like that.
Oh, okay.
You know, I just the end credits and all that kind of stuff. I was like, I'm out. It's a lot. Yeah. It's a lot with Marvel movies, man. Like, I got to sit through 2 more minutes of this shit.
I love it.
I know.
Some of us are built for it. Some of us just, like, you know.
Look, I already did 3 minutes.
Yeah, I love it. I'll
watch the shit on YouTube later.
Yeah, some of us are more built for it, you know? Like, yeah. We've been battle-tested. We've been waiting for this our whole lives. And we keep that same energy no matter how many movies they throw at us. And I'm one of them ones.
They keep it coming. Well, now
I laugh at the ones that leave.
That leave, the end, like, credit. Where are you going? It's just look at them, like, where are you
going? Yeah, I'm like, you bitch. You know
goddamn well there's another, okay.
Right.
Okay, now, Roger.
At this point, you know.
Yeah.
That, so you making a choice to leave, and I'm like, look at you. Trying to have a life.
Now, this is the time I would agree with you. You are a bitch. Now, me calling the police? No.
Mm-hmm. Toxic nerd masculinity.
Toxic nerd.
To the fullest. Toxic. I push my bifocals up and twist my pocket protector.
You know how many times I've held my pee for that 8 minutes of credits rolling because I said I'm a soldier.
It'd be 22 minutes of credits.
I'm a soldier.
Hanging in for 30 seconds of screen time, maybe a minute.
When I see that key grip, I know we getting close to it. Because, you know, they be having mid credits too, so you can't even mm-hmm. just be like, that's, oh.
And then they started that bullshit. Let me just throw, we'll mm-hmm. just throw one in the middle of the credits, and then we'll throw a big one at the end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they'll be like, who is this for me? Bitch, it's for me. 100% me.
We'll do this for you nerds.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I didn't sit through the end credit scene for Thor. I don't even think I sat through the end credit scene for Guardians of the Galaxy.
Mm.
You know, I think we saw it in 3D. And I was with Ava, and the 3D was bothering her. She was like, let's go. I was like, all right. I'll watch it.
You know what's going to happen with Peter Quill and his guy, daddy.
The guys next to me were like, you know, there's more. I was like, I know.
Mm-hmm. You're not a real nerd.
My baby's eyes are bothering her. We're out of here. we're out of here. We're watching Avatar right now. We're down to the last episode. Fuck what you heard. I like it. So,
Which one?
The one on
the live
Netflix.
Action one.
Yeah, Avatar,
like,
I love
the
it.
Action one. What is you heard, actually, I like it. Motherfucker, the nerds don't like it. The Avatar nerds, they don't like it. But
I don't understand why, because it's pretty much following.
Yeah, I don't even know. Series. So I'm like,
yeah,
I like
it. It's pretty much following the original series.
It is.
Season one of the original series, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just kind of, I'm watching that with her. We watched the second to the last one. And then we watched the last one tomorrow. You know, we'll probably watch the last one tonight, maybe when they come back. They went off to go get lunch. I gotta do a spot tonight though. So by the way, since this is coming up on Thursday, I'm at the Draft House tonight, tomorrow night, and Saturday. With some
you better self-promote.
With a gentleman from I'm trying to get better at it, Karen. I really am.
You got a whole fan base here. Let him
really
know.
Really am. I'm
John Rudnitsky is the headliner.
Yeah, I don't know the kid. He was on Saturday Night Live. They booked him for 5 shows. I'm
Thursday, March 14th.
I'm gonna say he's not unfunny if he's there. So y'all come on out. He wouldn't be there.
7 o'clock Thursday, 7 and 9:30 Friday and Saturday.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this, Randolph.
Yeah.
Has Avatar hit you in the feels at all during this season?
Avatar hit me in the feels. I'm trying to think if there was a moment. I don't think so.
Okay.
Maybe. I'm not spoiling it for you, am I?
I watched it all.
Yeah, we watched the animated series.
So maybe the part where his father says that he's not really good enough.
Mm.
And you're like, oh, that's what drove me. And I'm talking about the brother from the north. The prince is predictable. That's a predictable story. Mm-hmm. The brother from the north,
mm-hmm.
when the father says it about him, I'm like, oof.
Uncle Iroh.
That's rough.
I'm going to tell you right now. I feel
Soka.
Like every
thank you, Fida. Soka.
Oh, okay. Every Soka's episode.
Father. I was like,
every episode be taking me down.
Like, that's rough.
I'm gonna tell you right now.
There's something in every
episode. They got something in every motherfucking episode. Well, I was not. I'm like, I know the story. I watched the animation. And I still be like, damn.
Yeah, Ava got mad yesterday with the waterbender master not letting women learn how to fight.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Ava
was that pissed. That one pissed me off.
Oh, that made me mad too.
I was like, she's the only one. I'm like, y'all understand she's been in actual combat. Y'all ain't even been in actual combat.
It was great writing too, where they made her lose the fight.
Well, I was trying to explain that to Ava. Go ahead, Ron.
It was great writing that she lost the fight because she still has a lot to learn, and he is a master.
Exactly.
And I think the easy way out is just you have her whoop the master's ass. It's like, see, women can fight. But it was like he begrudgingly had to respect her, and she earned the respect of every motherfucking body. It was like, she got hands.
It's the thing though, in a martial arts studio, I've seen this in other places. In a martial arts studio, you're not going to beat. You're not going to beat somebody. You're just not.
They've been doing this their whole life.
The point is, did you strap it up and get out there? That's the point. There was a scene like that in Star Trek where Dax fought a. I'm going very nerd. No, there's no Star Trek fans here, so I'm just going to try. Mm. There are Klingon grandmasters. They're called Dahar masters. They're masters of sword. They're masters of fighting. They're tactician masters. And Dax, she's a symbiote. She's lived many lives. One of her lives was she was
Curzon Dax,
who spent a lot of time on Klingon. And Curzon knew these Dahars. And he was like, you're not Curzon. You're some little girl. So she challenged him to a fight. And she fought well, but he beat her, but she lost. And by loss, I mean, she ended up with her back with the batlet right this far from her nose.
But she took it to him. All right,
that's enough.
All kinds of kung fu movies have that. So a lot of times, that's how the student learn. They'd be like, I'm challenging the master because you won't teach me.
Yeah.
Master whoop your ass, but he see the potential and the drive. It's like, well, shit, maybe I could teach you some shit.
Yeah, okay, let's see what you got.
But yeah, that shit, man, bro, when Zuko sat at the funeral.
Yeah. Bro, yeah, that was rough.
Like they doing the work on Zuko early so that they don't have to work so hard to try to redeem that character. Show that he has some goodness in him.
Ava wants everybody to be redeemed. And I'm like, that's not how real life works, baby. Everybody is not redeemed.
In the animation,
everybody's not redeemed.
I still say Zuko's arc is the greatest narrative arc I've ever seen in animation. Yeah, until I watched this.
Oh, recently. Yeah.
They took him through it. Yeah,
yeah, bro. Because I like, at no point could you have told me how I would feel at the end of that fucking story about Zuko. I wouldn't have believed you at no point.
Yeah.
I'm like, you're out of your fucking mind.
Every time he showed up, I was like, this nigga, kill this nigga. The whole series.
The sister, I was telling Ava, I'm like, she's a terrible one. She's the terrible one.
If they follow the if they follow the anime, it's gonna get
it gets
wild.
Dark.
Zuko be fighting
the terrible one.
Zuko be fighting back against his morality to try to follow in his father's footsteps. The sister is on some like whatever, let's do it.
Yeah, she's terrible. And look at Fita. I almost feel like Azula is likable. No, she's not.
Yeah.
She's terrible.
I love it. Listen, first of all, I love her crew, her girls.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Azula, when she pulled out the lightning on their ass.
Yeah. Yeah.
I said, hey, she's one of the ones.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah, but Azula evil as fuck, bro.
Yeah, I'm like, she is evil. And again, I talked about it before another podcast. This is something that Ava and I can sit down and watch together. We watch things like this together, as opposed to, and she'll come up to me with weird theories out of nowhere. So what do you think this was like? I could never talk to my dad about no shit like that. Not that it was bad. It was just a different, Put a spider in your ass up in that kitchen,
and not knowing what the hell you're talking about.
U.S. into that kitchen.
They turn everything into chores.
Our African course, our African correspondent just checked in with a face check in.
Why don't you fire bend them dishes?
Like, Mama, that don't even make sense.
That don't even make no goddamn sense. You know?
Right.
You know. It's good though. I'm enjoying it because they canceled The Brother's Son, which is upsetting.
I heard that.
It was so good. So good.
And Michelle Yeoh was very, very upset. I hope somebody actually picks that one up.
I mean, there's a lot of stations out there that could grab it.
Mm-hmm.
Disney Plus could grab it. Paramount could easily jump on it.
Yeah, it's hard because Netflix, the number one, like, buy the shit and keep it going, people.
So that's why you gotta go with an upstart group that wants to nurture a small show.
Or Amazon.
Amazon
got more money than God. They'll film anything.
Yeah, you want to get a small show that can be nurtured.
But damn, that show was good as fuck, man.
It's good, man.
Yeah, I said
Jim Cotta? What?
Yes. I said I was sad that it ended, and my man DeRay on Twitter was like, yeah, I mean, I'm sad, but I mean, did it really have anywhere to go? And I just immediately wrote three paragraphs of where it could go.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes, she's going back. Oh, come on, man.
Yeah, you wouldn't have wanted to see this shit?
Come on, man. Don't you see the stories opening right? Come on, man. I understand you're not really a creative, but come on, man. Look, I understand you don't put on 20 pounds of muscle. Is that
right? Yeah.
Tricked in the flow? Have y'all seen D-Ray, by the way?
Yeah, he's in the gym. He's in the gym.
Yoked. He is in the gym. So I guess that's cutting off the blood flow to the brain. I don't know. It's supposed to unlock your mind. Exercise is supposed to unlock your brain. Come on, D-Ray.
Yeah, I immediately came up. I was like, going back to, I think it's like Taiwan or whatever. They're going back there.
Yeah, they're going
the mom's
back.
Now going to be in charge of the empire. You know the dad's getting out of prison.
Exactly.
That's happening. Then he's coming back.
He's going to get out.
Yeah, and then you know the brother who's supposed to stay in America is not.
Yeah, he's gonna have to.
He's gonna be a fish out of water in Taiwan against the gangsters.
He's gonna get called back. They
don't speak the language good.
I need you boys to come.
You know? Exactly.
So
come on, man.
There's gonna be a lot of misinterpretations.
Yeah, come on, man. They bringing the girl back. Like, come on, man. This is easy to write. It's easy to write.
Yeah, they got the DA back in to run stories over there. She has basically a daughter now, which she didn't have. So you can explore that. I was thinking about that. I was like, oh, well, she's got like a daughter because this girl needed like a fan of a family. You're coming with me to Taiwan, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, it's still good. Yeah, LaToya, watch it. And you'll see why we're upset about it being canceled. The writing was so tight.
Yeah.
And funny on it. It was funny.
And it blended like three or four different genres of shit, and it into like a
Brother's Son, Reggie.
Feel, yeah, it was comedy, it was action, it was a cop thriller, it was I mean, it had so much shit it was doing.
Cooking.
Family drama,
cooking, and then that shit is gone.
Yeah, the cooking,
the cooking, yeah, that was just some random shit.
That shit was so good, man. God damn it. God
Tanya
damn
said,
it.
Tanya says she's still mad at Alien Nation was canceled. Huh? What year was that?
Oh,
it was
my
like
God.
94, maybe? What's that?
Oh, my God. And by the way, I don't know if any of y'all on a completely different change of tune, but your boy Francis Ngannou got obliterated. look at Raphael laughing. Your African plug, Raphael, Francis Ngannou, got obliterated by Anthony Joshua. By now, this is Thursday. If y'all are into the shit, you've seen it. Obliterated. My God, he got knocked out.
So just the backstory there. Ngannou beat Tyson
Fury.
And Ngannou is a guy who came from the MMA world.
Right. He's done with MMA. He's done with UFC.
So it's a big thing. MMA fighters coming into boxing and actually being good is rare.
Yeah.
So he came and beat Tyson Fury, which was a huge upset.
Well, he didn't beat him.
He didn't, but he
did well.
Fought well.
Knocked him down.
Right.
But he lost the decision.
But he's on the map then as a...
Yes.
As someone to look out for. And then I got the video here. He got knocked out. in the second round.
Got knocked down a couple times in the first round.
Yeah. I mean, Anthony Joshua is not a slouch, obviously, but
no. I said you can't just a good boxer going up against an MMA fighter going up against a halfway decent boxer shouldn't have any. The boxer should have no problem with him because I've been doing this my whole life and you haven't. So right. It's that simple. I've been doing this my whole life. You haven't. Here we go. Let me show you. But then he fights Tyson Fury, and Tyson Fury didn't take the shit seriously and damn near lost. And that says more about Tyson Fury that he let this guy drag him around for 8 rounds and knock him down, 10 rounds and knock him down, and didn't get him out in the second round. That says something about Tyson Fury. I said it then. It don't really say anything about Francis. It says that Francis is, he took the shit as seriously as he could. He trained hard. He came in. Show the fight, Andy. Oh,
I actually don't. Last time we did this, it got blocked on YouTube.
Did it?
Yeah, because it's like a pay-per-view and all that stuff. I even have, there's an angle from someone recording it from their seat.
Recording from their phone. Yeah, that's the angle.
Last time we did that, it also got blocked.
Damn. Yeah,
that's the angle.
It's all on Twitter.
Yeah. He drilled him, put the Twitter
thing in the chat. You know what? The angle from the...
It's like a better angle. The angle from the seat is a better angle.
The angle that I'm talking about was posted by Anthony Joshua himself. I'll put it in the chat so people can see. It's a 30-second clip that has all three knockdowns. So it's not the whole telecast or anything. It's just a 30-second clip. 35 seconds or so. So anyway, so what is it? Anthony Joshua against Tyson Fury now? Is that the next fight?
No, Tyson Fury is fighting Usyk for the titles. Tyson Fury's next fight is a title fight. Y'all want to see somebody get thoroughly knocked out? Watch that clip.
People are talking about Mike Tyson, Jake Paul. That's going to be an exhibition. They're not going to do anything.
Yeah, that's the thing. Everybody's talking about that. First of all, that fight should not be happening, number one.
Right. I agree.
Number two, Tyson can't get that level of fury up anymore.
He's 57.
To get it going. He's talked about that. He talked about that with William Shatner, that he hated himself when he used to fight, when he used to do that. He never didn't like the way he felt. He would cry before every fight because he didn't like the way that level of rage felt inside of him, how he felt when he was fighting.
Mm. No, look, he knocked him out with a jab.
Chat room is like, no, he hit him with a straight right hand.
He knocked him down twice.
He knocked him down three times. Chad, that third time, he folded like a tree.
Yeah, he's a straight. That's what happens when you get hit by a straight right hand. Who somebody knows how to throw a straight right hand for real, and you don't know how to absorb the shot. That's what happens. You and go to
this
sleep.
This is why I don't fight.
You go to sleep. You go to sleep. you go to sleep.
Shit.
The log off right? Sound plays in your head.
Then his legs fold.
The windows log out. Yeah, fold up like a chair.
Yeah, like a little on fall.
Fight team has now stopped.
Yes, game over. Would you like to insert a coin?
I mean, I don't know if Jake Paul will get close enough to Tyson to put him out like that, but Tyson don't train the way he used to train. He's in the gym. He looks great.
Yeah, for his age, but yeah, he's not like he used to.
And he can't get that level of fury going. If he hits Jake Paul, it's over. If he hits him for real, but I don't even know if he can get motivated to try to hit him for real.
It's going
to
be an exhibition. They're going to fight like 3 or 4 rounds. It's going to be, we'll just kind of put on a little show, get a couple shots in here and there. Remember, what was it? The other Paul fought Floyd Mayweather, right? Mm-hmm. Logan Paul?
Yeah.
And it was like, let's just play around.
Floyd carried him and played with him.
I think they fought 6 rounds, maybe something like that.
It's basically a dunk tank at the carnival. It's not.
Well, as Kerry's saying, and this is my fear that Jake, I don't know if I trust that. Kerry's saying Jake isn't going to try to hurt Mike. I don't know if I trust that. I really don't. I don't trust anybody when it comes to getting in the ring. You can't trust people across from you. You cannot. that he might
trust Jake Paul with my life. Okay. Yeah.
Do you trust him with your life? Okay.
Yeah, I would get in the ring. Do you trust him
with your mustache? Did he
no gloves. The oh, he oh it's the mustache talking. Oh, shit. My bad, y'all.
Do I need to throw something to cover that up? Do I need it's some strong. Fertilizer on there?
I need some Beijing. It's strong.
Chad, we need to lotion that upper lip.
Chat room said old don't mean you lose your skills. Here's what old means. You first of all, yes, it does.
Right.
Second, it means
that's part of being older.
It means you lose your reaction times, is what it means. You lose your reaction times, you lose your bounce back. You lose what you don't really lose is power. You don't really power is probably the last thing to go. Yeah,
power is the last thing that goes.
But your speed, your reaction times goes. Your overall proprioception of where you are in space starts to leave you. All the little things start to leave.
Also, there's no money in Mike Tyson winning the fight.
Right.
Right.
He's 57. It's not like he's like, oh, and now to book the next fight. Like, yeah. It's essentially a sideshow for Mike Tyson. This and it's easy money for Mike. That's all it is a fucking promo work, you know, Jake, maybe a couple we hate each other's. You show up, hug for six rounds, and that's it. He has no incentive to fucking knock this white boy out wants to see.
Unless Mike just has that bloodlust.
Doesn't have it anymore. He's talked about it.
Well, he smokes weed every day.
He got pigeons.
Yeah, he's always had pigeons, though. Even during
this is what I've been noticing. Mark's doing it.
Mike Tyson.
Mark's doing it right now. And this is how the fight's going to work and how they're going to make the money. We start talking ourselves into it, knowing that we're going to show up and be mad as fuck Saturday night. Like, this nigga hit him. Right. Well, stop hugging him.
Yeah.
Not stop hugging him.
That's what the fuck happened. Look at Nate Robinson, dumbass. Like, ugh. They always do. Like, these white boys will never get in an actual fight they could lose.
Oh no!
It's all fucking shuffling the deck. It's like when they fought Tyson Fury's brother. Like, nigga, that's his brother. That ain't him.
And he didn't beat him. Right? He didn't beat him because that kid can box.
Right, but it wasn't like he got.
And he's not even a good boxer. He's just
you know what we wanted to see.
Yeah.
We didn't get what we wanted to see.
Yeah, because we wanted to see him get annihilated.
Yeah, they never gonna give us that motherfucking like top flight heavyweight motherfucker that really can knock their ass out. They ain't gonna fight none of them.
Of course not. Cause they give them the business because they're not professional
they
fighters.
They gonna dig up Sugar Ray Leonard and shit. Like, hey man, you wanna fight? Nah, fuck you, man. Fight somebody for real.
Right.
You know what's interesting too? Like, just for the lead up to this fight, there's these clips of Mike Tyson from a couple of years ago training where he's still got some pop on his punches and all that stuff. And I saw one of those clips reposted yesterday, and it was clearly sped up a little bit. This is what the internet does. They'll speed shit up. You can see because the people in the back are walking around like they're in a silent movie. You know what I mean? Like, they're clearly walking sped up.
A lot of people saying, hey, scene.
Yeah, yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
So piano starts playing. Like, there it's
things double time.
But they post it like, oh, Mike Tyson's look how fast he is. And it's a clearly sped up video in order to make people think, oh shit, the old Mike is back and he's gonna tap into that old fury from the younger days.
They finally got a real video of Cat Williams running the 40.
Yeah, we watched that right before he came on.
Okay, yeah. And here's the thing, right? Let me tell you how it works, right? He told us he ran like a sub 4.240.
4.16.
So now he runs a 4.940. And we're like, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's what happened. That's all that Mike Tyson shit is the lowered expectations. Like, we never stopped and said, oh, wait, he lied.
Right.
Because
right.
In the 40 times, that's not close. In 40 times, you are much slower than you said. That being better than you means nothing in this situation, Karen. Man said he ran a 4.1 something and ran a 4.92.
9.7. He's basically 5 seconds.
At any motherfucking combine, they would have been like, hey, you are not able to play in the NFL, you liar.
You need to get out of here, sir.
But we're like, hey, 50 old man for sub 5 seconds. Like, that's what we're going to end up doing. Mike's going to get in that ring. He's not going to die. And we're going to be like, hey, what you expect? 57. I mean, that ain't bad.
That ain't bad.
He runs a 4.97 40. Charles S. Dutton walks out. He's like, you're 5 foot nothing.
Yeah.
100 and nothing. But you got something, kid.
He starts clapping slowly.
This is a video that
we broke it. We broke his form down. He had good sprint form. He had good sprint form. He was,
and that's amazing for his size and shit and his age. That's great, but he lied.
Yeah, he ain't running right. That time.
Shannon sat up there with a straight face and said, "Oh my god!"
Shannon laughed at him. Shannon was like, "For what? When?"
This is a video that RG3 posted of Mike Tyson. I don't know when this video was taken, but I think this one's sped up too. I can tell you
everything he's doing wrong right now. Would you like to know? Right off the bat, he's standing wrong. So stop it. Stop it, RG3. You don't know what he's
doing. Are you getting there barefooted? Why he ain't got no shoes on?
Trainer? Nah, he probably training at a... Yeah, he's not standing right. He's squaring off. He never would have done that when he was younger.
This looks a little sped up to me.
It's also edited pretty jerky too.
Yeah.
So I don't care about like any of that. I'm just looking at the way he's standing and stuff like that, and he's opening himself way, way, way up.
Oh yeah,
he don't want none of that.
I whip his ass. Yeah. Look how open he is. Look how
I
knock his big ass out with that bush.
Oh, what?
Okay. Yeah.
You better close it up.
He's not going against nobody who has, I mean, it's Jake Paul, but he's not going against nobody who has any kind of training for real.
You better close it up before I close it up.
No, that's the kind of shit you do. You're just trying to stay in shape. Right. You should try to stay in shape.
But the fact that Robert
pull out on somebody talking shit on you on an airplane, that's the kind of shit that's what that's for.
But the fact that RG look at my cakes three wife cakes three
oh right. No
is tweeting this out like this is what's gonna happen against Jake Paul. That's the beauty of the marketing. Everyone's falling for it. And
it's right. Not gonna happen.
Randolph, I'm with you. It ain't gonna happen. No, you're just gonna be bored.
I just hope he doesn't get hurt. I don't care if this Paul brother gets hurt, but I don't just hope he doesn't get hurt.
This Paul guy is not, I guess he's what, 5'8"? Maybe Tyson's not that tall. They're basically the same height.
Don't you lose height as you get older too?
I think this said that Jake Paul is like 6'1" and Mike Tyson's like 5'11".
5'10"?
He's like 5'10".
I mean, Mike was never tall though.
Yeah.
No, he's not a tall heavyweight.
Yeah. He just short heavyweight. People motherfucking ass like a pit bull.
Yeah.
You watch them motherfucking highlights.
Woo. People be mad. People be like out in the concessions getting their popcorn. Fight already over. What?
That dude has some of the greatest knockouts I've ever seen in my life.
All time.
Yeah, that's not a... It shouldn't be happening. Yeah. They got to fight on a boat in fucking... What's the water that you can do stuff in?
International waters. They fighting in the Bermuda Triangle.
Yes, they is.
That shit is scary to me, man. Scary. It's sad to me.
Yeah. Yeah. He needs to fight. If Jake Paul was serious, he'd be fighting up and coming fighters. The time he got in there with like a real fight, he fought Fury's little brother, who's not that good. He got worked.
Yeah, because he's not trying to put in the work that it takes to really win, Randolph.
No. No. At least Ngannou was actually trying to come into boxing. I'm like, you're just going to jump right into the heavyweight guys. Okay. Top flight heavyweight guys? All right.
This is somebody did a split screen of Jake Paul. I don't know if Jake Paul on top is a recent clip, but the bottom...
His feet are way too wide.
It doesn't seem like it's...
And that technique is not good. He's punching too wide on his hooks, way too wide.
Oh, his arms are too low.
Not bringing his shoulder around on his hooks. His feet are way too wide. He's not really coming around on his right hand. He's not kicking off his right back foot. He's not bringing his foot behind around. He does a lot of it wrong.
These might be older clips too. Maybe he's gotten better. You know?
Yeah, Mike ain't gonna do that shit anyway. Like, we've seen him fight, y'all.
Right.
Yeah.
He fought Holyfield, he fought somebody else not too long ago, man. Like Roy Jones Jr., he's not interested in the kind of fighting that you get hurt doing right now.
No.
No, he's
he doesn't have it in him to get that level of fury up in him.
He smokes weed every day. He hangs out, does a podcast. Like he keeps stays in shape.
He's in great shape. He's in great shape.
He stays in shape, but that's he's not trying to take over the world of boxing or
it's like I can see like even when y'all remember when Foreman came back?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now that was good. That was good. Because his big ass still had them hooks, dog.
Well, it's the power. Power don't leave. That's the last thing to go. I just saw a video of Foreman hitting a bag in the gym at like however old he is now. He was rocking the shit out of the bag. And he turns the camera. I'm ready for a comeback.
No, you ain't. Go somewhere. Go on somewhere and sit down and come out with another grill to hook black people on.
Hitting with power.
You know, I'm surprised he ain't come out with no what you call that? Air fryer. George Foreman air fryer.
I think that he made so much money off that grill. He made so much money off
But you got to evolve. You got to evolve.
It's probably coming.
I think it's coming too. All in one air fryer. That shit going to be portable.
Emeril Lagasse came out with his air fryer.
I have the Emeril air fryer.
Which I'm contemplating. How is it? Well, I'm contemplating the dual door where you can have two sides going at the same time doing different things.
Oh,
I'm contemplating that one.
Does it work? I guess my question is like, how does that work? Double sided.
I think you put in the time. You put in what you're what's on the left side. You put on what's on the right side, and it times it so they're done together.
Yeah.
So if you have like a chicken breast over here and French fries over here, and they have different times, it'll actually you just put in the times and it'll get
it'll sync them together. Yeah.
Oh, so. Okay, I'm about to say because either it's gonna nuke the hell out of something or slow something down.
Yeah. But I'm like, I'm trying to move right now. I don't want to spend any unnecessary money.
Right.
Because that air fryer is like, I think it's like a $500 air fryer.
Ooh, it better do it all that much.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm just like, shit.
George Foreman, looking at his Wikipedia, he came back. He left boxing at age 28, came back at 38, which these days is not even particularly old for a heavyweight. I mean, he came up through the ranks starting at age 38. He finally won. What was he, 45 when he won the title, something like that?
Yeah,
Michael Moore. He beat him at age 45, almost 46. He was, I guess, pretty old at that point. And then he won three more fights after that, and then he lost the title at age
48.
Yeah, when he came back, I remember it was like, oh, he's so old. And now looking back, like 38, that wasn't maybe by those standards for athletes. That was
yes. Old, and you're talking about like boxing and athletes, like they're like, once you get to a certain age, like you got to get out of here. This is for the young people.
Yeah. And then, but these days, people fight until their late 30s. On a somewhat regular basis.
Sports technology, it's just better. People got things that people are just take care in better shape
because of their diets, Chad Johnson.
The diets matter.
In fact, when he came back, he won a bunch of fights for like 3 years. He didn't lose. Then Holyfield beat him. Then he won a few more fights. Tommy Morrison beat him. And then he beat Michael Moore right after that. Tommy Morrison beat him.
He walked Michael Moore into that right hand. Walked him right into it.
Yeah.
I remember fighting for Golden Gloves. And I had the flu.
No.
Which means I shouldn't have been fighting at all. I got my ass kicked.
Yeah, I'm about to say, how you... your brain and just thinking and energy level? I got
my ass kicked. And... here's what hurts. I got my ass kicked by a guy that I was helping training. Like, I was his mentor.
Oh, you gave him all your secrets.
And he just whooped my ass. And I was just like,
He's like, remember what you told me? Take these.
And I was like, yeah, good job, dude.
If I wasn't sick, I would have kicked your ass, though.
I don't even know.
I don't even know.
If I was healthy at the time, I don't know. Because he fought
it
so
good. It might have been a challenge.
He fought so good that I'm like, I don't even know if I can use having a flu as an excuse.
But you got it. You gotta throw the flu in it. You gotta make that the excuse.
But I did have the flu. Yeah.
No excuses, but I got an excuse.
Emails, Andy, before we talk about Big Dan, because we got about 25 minutes.
We have some emails and some comments
about Big Dan.
In fact, we got actually a tweet. Let's start with that, because we were talking about the attorney who makes it rain last week.
Yes, I make it rain on them hoes.
So we got a tweet. We were tagged in a tweet. Here it is. Charlotte says, when I heard those Phil Rich commercials on this week's episode of Three Guys On, I immediately shared a clip to a few of my solo practitioner people in case they needed some inspiration. And then she tagged or attached a video that we didn't see last week.
Vimeo's still around?
Vimeo's still around. They're still hanging on.
Phil Rich!
Now, last week, the whole thing was, hey, wait a minute, the white guy didn't make it rain.
Right.
But this week we see there's a couple white people in this one.
I'm Phil Rich. When you hire an attorney, you want him to know where you're coming from. Well, this is where I'm from. Louisville's Portland community. I wasn't born with a silver spoon in my mouth. I'm Phil Rich, and I'm bringing the rain.
He did exactly what he said he does. He made it rain.
There you go.
Phil Rich.
Oh, he's young.
He made it rain. He really does.
If you've been in
a... Okay, so...
She didn't. See, he's young. He's a young dude.
He's young. The woman in the car didn't actually do the hand gesture.
They probably had her do it, but it was like, no, you don't actually clap. You actually go upwards. Clap? Right. No. Forget it. Take it out.
You're brushing. It's like a brushing motion.
Yeah. They cut a clip out. She couldn't understand.
Yeah, she just... Hey, made it rain.
Yeah, she didn't understand the assignment.
And then the third one,
he really does.
If you just said he really does, that's all they could keep from her interview.
Yeah,
was her
that's all that was good about hers.
He really does. And then they cut it.
He really does.
If you've been in an accident or hurt on the job, call me. I'll make it rain on the insurance company. I'll make it rain on workers' comp. And today, I'm making it rain in Portland.
I'm stunting all over.
Yes.
I'm literally standing in the rain. Trying to make it rain.
I'm stunting all over these hoes.
I'm making it rain on workman's comp. I don't even know how that
makes
what
sense.
That really means. I'm making it rain.
Okay, I'm confused too.
He might not know exactly what make it rain means. He might also be confused.
And I hope the bed bug killer got some business off of that commercial.
Oh, yeah, the background.
I'd seen a big ass sign say bed bug killer.
Yeah, the bed bug killer. Hey, if you get bed bugs, you're fucked. You need a guy. You gotta have
I
a
bet
guy.
You there's somebody go, I know exactly where that is when they seen this.
Hey, Phil, could you slide over a little bit? I'm trying to get that bed bug killer sign. What's that number?
Attorney, you want him to know where you're coming from. Well, this is where I'm from. Louisville's Portland.
Yeah, he's like covered in rain. This is like take 10, probably.
Community.
Oh, you know what it is.
I wasn't born with the silver spoon in my mouth. I'm Phil Rich, and I'm bringing the rain.
Bringing the rain. Oh.
That's hilarious.
People making it rain, sorta. We got a comment from Olivia. As far as the Siri voices go, it used to specifically say Black American male voice in the description, but I guess they thought that label was too specific. Now it's called American Voice 3. Cyan, S-I-A-N, Black American Man / Voice 3 has been my Siri voice for a long while now, but I'm waiting for the Jamaican Siri to pull up. I don't think I've heard of a Jamaican Siri yet.
Me either.
Reggie said, missing the live show due to travel allowed me to hear the theme song, which always bangs. It's been a long time. I used the British lady Siri voice. Victor, this is an important comment. Victor says, I cannot believe this. I used to go to the same gym as El Campeon. Pre-pandemic, everybody would stay clear of him because we were afraid of his knees bursting under the weight of 700 pounds during his 2-inch squat reps.
Yeah, be scared of him.
He would have everybody pissed off for taking half the 45s in the gym to do leg press and leaving trails of talcum powder everywhere. I kind of miss the guy. So he's a legend. El Campeon.
Doing everything wrong.
Yeah, his doing everything wrong, leaving messes all over the gym.
That's that white powder, that talcum powder.
Yeah, that's what
I'd be like, do you sprinkle it on your shoes? I was so always confused with that white powder.
Isn't that what LeBron throws in the air? It's like some kind of talcum
powder,
maybe chalk.
I'm assuming that's what it is.
Yatunde says, I'm a public school elementary art teacher. The kids coming at Cam Newton does not shock me at all. These kids talk to adults crazy. See, I've been hearing that. The kids these days are, they're just saying shit to grownups like it's nothing. Olivia said, also, I woo-wooed with Jeffrey Osborne when he came to Tokyo about 15 years or so ago.
Come on!
And you woo-woo-woo.
Yes, I would have too.
I'm pretty sure he let me sing because I was the only black girl in the audience. Well, it was Tokyo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ain't going to be too many of us around now.
Unless you're on a military base.
Right. Raphael left a comment. Attack on Titan just concluded. I believe that you will dig this story and how it got wrapped up. No list.
Raphael was something we were talking about with Dr. April about getting into anime. I feel like I tried to jump into Attack on Titan early on. I don't know where it was on. What platform is it on now?
I think it's on Netflix.
It is. It's on Netflix. It's on Funimation. This is me and Roderick's lane. Like, we are big nerds. And when it comes to animation, depend on what you want or what you like, it's animation on it. I think have you seen Death Note?
No, I don't watch any animes. So
okay, Death Note is, if you like suspense and things like that, Death Note is a real good one. They have funny, you know, it depends on what you want when it comes to it. I watch them all because I just like animation. Netflix has a really, really great list of animation. And I know if you do Crunchyroll, that's right, because Crunchyroll bought Funimation. And so Crunchyroll actually now does a good job where they do simultaneously, but they do sub and dub at the same time. I prefer English, like, you know, like in your own language. Some people prefer, like, they speak the language and you can, like, read at the bottom. I prefer it to be in my language. So sometimes, like, we have to wait a little longer. Like Attack on Titans, we had to wait until they finish translating it, the last few episodes. But Attack on Titan is really good.
Do you know that... I don't know if you've ever watched Yu Yu Hakusho.
I've seen it. Yes, I haven't watched it.
Okay, so the cartoon, it was a cartoon or is animated before.
Yes.
Netflix has done a live version of that.
Yeah, I'm thinking about watching that, and they did one on One Piece.
And I watched it, and I was like, all right, it was okay. I was like, all right, yeah, cool.
And they did One Piece, and that's gonna be as much One Piece as I watch, because I'm not watching all 4,800,000 of them episodes. I'm good, y'all. I know there are people, they love it, but I'm just gonna have to get the Netflix version.
Jonathan also commented, I also recommend Attack on Titan as a starter. I skipped one a second ago. I'll go back. Anthony left a comment. What's up, 3GO? I was listening to the show with the Make It Rain lawyer, and it was all cool until he just didn't have the white person do it. That was fucked up. Well, he's got at least one white guy doing it. But it got me thinking about a lawyer in the Winston-Salem, North Carolina area with a catchy song. Here's the link. And this is, I guess this is like a thing. Lawyers do like goofy commercials now. This is from North Carolina. This is from 2020.
Boom, 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 boom. That's all I hear when I see this.
MacGyver Law Firm. A sunny rising. Back up here.
Man, I got a good lawyer. A sunny rising MacGyver. If you got a court date coming up, then it ain't no problem. If you need criminal defense, then he the one for you. Auto accidents, he could do that too. Man, I got a good lawyer. A sunny rising MacGyver.
If you need an attorney, CYA. Call your attorney.
Nobody in this commercial looks like they should be in the role that they're in.
No, nobody, right? Nobody.
Talk about a miscast commercial. No one looks like
they you know
are
who needed this commercial? Yeah. Our girl down in ATL, ho.
That they are. The judge didn't look like it. Nobody looked like it.
I mean, the jurors, whatever.
They don't even look like a jury, man. Stop.
They look like regular people. I don't know.
Yeah, but the judge looked like they didn't belong there. Somebody need to comb their hair.
You know, legally, you don't have to have a law degree to be a lawyer.
It's past the bar, right?
You don't even have the best bar.
I mean, you can represent yourself if you want.
You can go, yeah, you can represent yourself. You can represent somebody else and just say, I'm this person's legal representative. Are you a bar certified? No.
Okay. I'm just here hanging out.
I'm just here. the judge will say, will ask the person, are you okay with this person representing you? Right. And if that person says, yes, I'm okay with this person representing me, that's it.
Child, you better go get somebody and know how this shit works.
Same thing with judges. You don't have to have a law degree to be a judge.
That he doesn't.
He definitely the judge. He needs a haircut. Bangs across somebody, his forehead.
If somebody elects you to the position or you are appointed to the position, regardless of if you have a law degree or not, you're the judge.
Actually says you can represent yourself pro se. Yeah, pro se is I'm doing this myself. The judge in this commercial looks like he's about 20 years old. I mean, he doesn't look right? like he's a little young to be a judge.
Call your attorney, Attorney Roderick Todd McIver.
That beat go pretty hard for this to be a court case.
Maybe Attorney McIver also makes beats on the side. Maybe that's what this
Apparently,
is.
Apparently, so his cousin does.
It's an ad for his production company.
You click that site, you go to the Spotify webpage with all the hits.
Someone needs to splice in like a little bit of a "I make it rain" into that song.
Make it rain.
Make it rain. We got another comment. I think I skipped one. Devil Bitch says that anti-water dude, that's the H2O tap from last week, that anti-water dude just knew he was right. Even now, my brain still hurts from that nonsense. I've been discombobulated all day. Another hilarious, thoroughly entertaining After Dark episode. Freeloaders, you don't know what you're missing.
Nope.
Brooklyn Chube left a comment. Saw Dune 2 on the big screen, and I really enjoyed it. I saw the first one when it streamed on Max. It was worth the cost of IMAX ticket. Maybe I should break down and read the book. I've never been a big on high sci-fi or high fantasy fiction books, although I enjoy the spectacle of seeing sci-fi on screen. I think I'm that. I like the...
Stay away from the book.
I like the on-screen, like the big, huge, you know...
If you're not a reader, stay away from the book.
I was just going to say that. If you're not into, like, novels and stuff like that, yeah, you probably want to stay away from
it. You got no reason going near that book.
Me and Roger do that.
That book is crazy.
Me and Roger got this thing. If we
there's a lot of shit in the book that they didn't put onto the screen.
Yeah, it's a little deeper
because it gets way deeper in the book.
It's written words. Me and Roger would actually stop reading certain books if we know that they're coming out with like another version, be it animation, be it live action. We go, what the fuck I'm reading this for? I just wait for them to redo it, because guess what? The live version animation, even with manga, the spinoff is never as good as the original one, just period, because it's words, reading, your own imagination, all types of things.
Let's get this Dan Rodimer. Dan Rodimer. There's a new wrinkle to the story. First of all, he's wanted for murder. We watched his videos when he was running for office in Texas last year, a couple years ago.
Didn't he move out of state into Texas?
He was from somewhere else.
Unknown from Texas to like Las Vegas.
But he had no accent in the earlier videos. And then when he moved to Texas, he was like, I'm Big Dan Rodimer. I'm riding the bull. I'm a bull rider now. And so that was that guy. I would pull up that video of his that we watched before. So he was like phony. He was like a former professional wrestler, I believe. This guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Three dirtiest jobs in the world. Professional wrestling. Politician. And bull riding.
Let's go. Some of his wrestling promos too. I remember
this dude.
Yeah, we watched him wrestling. The videos of him wrestling got blocked on YouTube because it's owned by the WWE.
We call that bull Nancy Pelosi. It's the beast.
The beast. So this guy, he lost, of course. He was a phony anyway. I think he had a picture of him and his family all holding guns. He's one of those guys. A big gun guy. So he winds up being wanted for murder.
That dude.
Big Dan.
Oh, no.
He's wanted for murder. based on
this guy, yeah,
hitting a guy at a party in October in Las Vegas, and the guy died. And now there's a thing about like it was a Coke party, so
even worse.
Report
out there on that white girl and killed somebody.
Death threat over cocaine led to death threat over cocaine led to deadly altercation and arrest warrant for former Nevada congressional candidate Big Dan Rodheimer.
Lost a Nevada congressional race by a small margin in 2020. Now he is at the center of an open murder investigation. Dan Rodheimer flew to Las Vegas to turn himself in today and has posted $200,000 bail. Fox 5 has obtained the court documents that reveal the chaotic chain of events investigators say led to a man's death at Resorts World. Fox 5's Kim Passoff is live with what their months-long investigation uncovered.
Months.
So when a medical crew responded to the Palace Suite in Resorts World early in the morning hours of October.
You can tell it's Las Vegas because it says 58 degrees and she's wearing like a winter coat.
Yeah, winter blazer.
Bundled it up. Like, look like me out there. I hate the cold.
That's freezing to people from Vegas.
30th, they were told that a man had slipped, fallen, and hit his head.
Oh.
He was taken to Sunrise Hospital, where he died days later. The coroner found that he had head trauma and bleeding in his brain, later ruling his death a homicide. After an unsuccessful bid for Congress in Nevada, Dan Rodheimer moved to Texas, unsuccessfully running again.
Faked an accident.
The night of October 29th, he attended a Halloween party in a Resorts World suite with his wife and stepdaughter. His costume, Ken from the Barbie movie, a large fur jacket, and no shirt. Christopher Tapp was also at that party.
Why were we told his costume?
Stepdaughter's friends told investigators.
Is this going to come into play later? Maybe they're like, Ken killed a guy, and he goes running. We didn't catch his name. He looked like Ken, though.
Christopher Tapp was also at that party. One of Rodheimer's stepdaughter's friends told investigators the girls were doing drugs in the fun room, the master bathroom.
Is that what we call the fun room?
The fun room.
The fun room.
Builders.
But now I know the code word. You say fun room. It's time for me to leave that. I feel like leaving your premises.
It's the bathroom. It's just where everyone does.
It's
coke.
The master bathroom.
No, it's the mat. Yeah, it's the master.
It's the big bathroom. Come on.
It's got like the tub over here and the toilets and behind another door somewhere.
You have more countertop to snort.
Yeah, there are two sinks. Bathroom,
which had lines of cocaine already prepared with a rolled up $100 bill to ingest the cocaine.
What a cliche.
Tap it has to be a 100.
Started using.
Such a cliche. They have piles of cocaine, rolled up $100 bills. This guy and Rodheimer's stepdaughter are doing the lines, I guess.
Using the drugs. She then describes seeing, quote, angry Ken rip off his jacket and run toward the master bathroom. She told the host of the party, whom she believed to be an F1 driver, that he better go stop Dan because he was going to fight Christopher.
Angry Ken.
Several witnesses report Rodheimer accused Tapp of giving his daughter the drugs, screaming, if you ever talk to my daughter again, I will expletive kill you. One witness saw Dan knock Christopher to the ground, at which time Christopher's head hit a small table, and Dan proceeded to punch Christopher throughout his head and body.
Oh.
She said that Christopher did not fight back. Investigators also obtained text messages sent just hours later by Rodheimer's own wife. I watched you nearly murder. Somebody and I had to take your hands off his neck as
he
ran away. And I spent
no one knows each other's names. It's a costume party. So it's like angry Ken went after this guy. And it's like me and Batman tried to get you off.
Barbie was there too. I don't know what was happening.
Right. It's a good thing Wonder Woman stepped in.
Right. So when Scooby doing the gang was there, they didn't even solve the mystery.
To take your hands off his neck as he laid there and you ran away. And I spent the next 2 hours trying to take care of him. Nobody should have to watch their husband murder somebody.
That's true.
And tonight, Rodheimer's attorney sent Fox 5 a statement saying, quote, he intends on vigorously contesting the allegations and asks that the presumption of innocence guaranteed to all Americans be respected. He has a court hearing tomorrow.
Is Ken an American?
Fox 5 will be there.
Reporting
live, Ken Passoff, Fox 5 News, Las Vegas.
I don't know. Did David tell us where Ken came from?
Bizarro Ken?
Tapp was wrongfully convicted of rape and murder in Idaho in 1998. He spent 20 years in prison before he was released in 2019. It's believed he was the first defendant to be exonerated via genetic genealogy. After the experience, Tapp became an activist against wrongful convictions.
So he did 20 years in jail, got out. A few years later, he's at a Coke party, and this angry Ken comes running up to him and punches him in the head.
Right.
And then Dan Rodheimer turned himself in.
First of all, if Angry Ken comes up to you, do you actually believe that this is angry? You believe he's doing a bit?
A bit, and just look at him and say, "Knuff."
He's a big guy. He's like probably the biggest guy in the room. He's like a big, tall guy, this Dan Rodheimer guy. Get your hands off my daughter. This is him turning himself in. He's got his hand
over
his face.
He looks like the type, too.
Yeah.
He's still roiding.
Dan Rodheimer was seen walking into the jail's front entrance with his attorney, David Chestnoff. Shortly before 6 p.m., he did not speak to reporters and shielded his face as he walked in. An arrest warrant was issued Wednesday for Rodheimer, age 45, in connection with the
Imagine
November
you
death.
Spend 20 years in prison for a crime you didn't commit. You get out, and this guy kills you.
Right?
Jesus Christ.
Big Dan Rodheimer. I'm coming to drain the swamp. I'm starting with your head. He turned himself in, I guess.
I was going to say, why do all the reporters, the field reporters, sound the same? What is that? Is that a requirement?
Probably.
I think they teach you that in school. Like, it's kind of a neutral, no accent, same cadence.
I'm going
for all
to talk like this, and this is the way I sound.
And if you ever watch like British news, they have a whole different cadence. It's the same for all of them, but it's a different.
Why do y'all all sound the same?
We're just now learning more details on this horrific murder.
Right. They just now letting natural hair on the airways and women with non-short hair. Because you're like, all women before, regardless of what hair, like your hair has to touch your shoulders. As they're like, the fuck you doing here?
Yeah, they all have that same kind of news anchor look to them. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The hair.
You mean white?
Look at the hair. Mm-hmm. The sort of.
I can pass off Fox 5 News, local,
you
Las Vegas.
Local. Act your shoulders. Yeah,
you
act your shoulders
local, Las Vegas.
That the presumption of innocence guaranteed to all Americans be respected. He has a court hearing tomorrow, and Fox 5 will be there.
We'll be there. They're saying in the chat, Kirby said it's an enunciation of projection, plus everyone emulates people they think sound good. Yeah, there's a bit of that, like everyone just sounds the same.
Yeah, and it's standard white people speak. A lot of times not Southern, if you truth be told.
Right.
It's very straight and, you know, dry language.
Dry, yeah.
Because even in the South, they talk like this. They don't have accents.
Yes, they do. No, they don't. Mm-mm. Not unless it's somebody that was kind of born and raised there and they like, you going to get this accent? You know, if it ain't somebody like that, that's what you're going to get most of the time.
Yeah, I feel like every news station has like the one guy who just does his thing. Like we had Pat Collins on Channel 4 in D.C. for a while.
Pat Collins.
Pat Collins didn't give a fuck. He was just going to do his own thing. Yeah, people are describing this party. Two loud banging noises were heard. Witness told police Rodheimer had punched Tapp. 20 to 30 minutes later, medical personnel arrived. 30 minutes. So they didn't call right away. They didn't call 911. I don't know if he's going to go to jail for a long time for this. He might just say it's an accident. That's happened before.
That's manslaughter. So...
people get into a fight and then someone's head hit the ground. That's a thing that's happened before.
Yeah, that's one.
The person dies. Happened at Georgetown University like years ago. Two people got into a fight. Just a little, you know, whatever, college guys fighting. One of them fell and hit his head and died.
A little dust up.
Yeah, a little dust up. Just a little January 6th dust up. That's all. I'm Big Dan Rodheimer. I'm running from jail. You can't get me out of this race. Break me out of jail. Yeah, Carrie said 10 years. I mean, yeah, when people get that manslaughter charge, they won't do like
the whole time.
20 plus years. They'll do like 8 8 to 10, something like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, still, that's,
it's the 2 decades in prison for a crime you didn't commit, and then getting your life ended by this asshole.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Right.
That's got to get you at least 6 more years, don't it?
Yeah, because that dude did 20 years and then he just got released in 2019. Somehow found his way to a Coke party in Vegas on Halloween 4 years later. Like, you know, he's probably like, I finally have happiness. No one in the Republican Party is coming to Dan Rodheimer's defense, by the way.
Of course not. He's on his own.
Exactly. They don't seem to care.
Of course they don't.
He has no friends in the Republican Party.
Mm-mm.
Not anymore.
I mean, I guess he could have been carrying a gun on him too. It could have been strapped, Ken.
Well, where do you put a gun in a Ken Ken costume? Where's the gun go?
You got to do like
a tight son. I don't know.
Die Hard. You duct tape it to your back.
Okay.
So that you can like reach back and grab the gun and point.
Something happening. Like that.
Yeah,
we never talk about in Die Hard. He just pulled the gun out. Where was the why wasn't there tape stuck to the gun when it came off, or why didn't he have to like yank a few times to get it off? It just came right off.
Yeah, the tape, I think the tape was stuck to it, but it came off his back pretty easily.
Yeah,
oh, yeah, he didn't flinch.
He was sweaty.
Didn't so. You? There was a lot of hair stuck to that tape.
That's the thing, because you're gonna be wincing from the hair being pulled, but you still got to fire,
yes,
accurately.
Ew.
I mean, I can mask pain from hair pulling. So he was sweaty. The tape wasn't that secure. Yeah, it just came right off.
Well, he's John McClane. He's a superhero.
Yeah.
Yes, he is. He could do anything.
He's impossible. The Tom original King
can do anything. Well, let's bring that home. We now know what happened to Ken. We'll be keeping up on Ken to see if he gets sentenced.
Angry Ken.
We will.
I want to thank Rod and Karen for coming in. Karen, we lost. Yes. I sent you a thing. We kind of lost Rod.
Rod took a phone call. Yes, everything's okay. Rod's on the. He took a phone call. Yes.
I have texted him.
A phone call.
I was like, is Rod all right?
Okay, no problem. Yeah, oh, okay. Well, you said DM. I was looking on the one in the chat. My bad. Yeah, but no, yes, everything is good. Like, yeah, we go ahead and wrap up.
Toilet, or there's some going on.
He's still ashamed
of his mustache. Both.
It could be both.
Yes. He's
on a phone call in a toilet. So,
trying to grow his mustache back.
Yeah, yes. And you know what? Roger cut his mustache off, and I just bought me a bevel electrical razor to cut some of his hair to keep growing on my neck. That shit is fucking flames, man. Now, I just want you men to know that shit is flames, and it glad like butter on your skin.
Well, let Rod give it to Rod. Let him know.
No, that one mine. Brother, get your own. Get your own.
No, my brother.
You got to get your own.
You got to get your own.
You got to get your own.
Is it one of those foil shavers that has like the little foil, like the, I forget what they call them. Those the bevel ones.
Yeah, it has like the,
I guess foil. Yeah.
It looks like just a piece of metal that you touch to yourself.
Yeah,
to
Trim
it up. Yeah. Just some metal across the front of it.
That's how the old school one go. But I got like the new one. I got like electrical one. There's like, got like these two upper piece, lower piece, and this piece in the middle. You got to put oil in it. And you can kind of go up and down because, you know, when you get old, you get wild hairs that randomly grow on your neck for no reason. And you're just, you know, because ain't nothing but you know, nothing to man, the testosterone coming in me. And I get tired of plucking them and shit. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to get me something. You keep
fucking with that Popeyes. And
No, it is not Popeyes. You know what I blame? I blame that goddamn multivitamin. It got something in it for the hair. And it was like, well, bitch, you going to grow all your hair. And I was like, no, that's not where I want to grow my head.
You stop eating it. You just stop drinking water, you'd be, you know.
You need to eat your water.
That man said,
"Eat your water."
Drinking water for human
eat your
beings.
Water.
Eat your water.
Gotta eat your water.
Chew it up good.
Water. No, drink water. We want to thank Rod and Karen. Y'all come on back with us. We appreciate everybody having a good time today. Y'all come on back on Monday. Chat room or freeloaders, I don't know what y'all are doing. Come on over. I'm trying to set up a Woke Files with Petey Steele and Pete Bergen talking about albums from back in the day that we got. We were talking about License to Ill and
over. You know what? I might have that. I saw that you posted that in the group chat.
You might have to jump on with us, and we can do this woke file. We can do a woke file about that.
That'd be good. I remember having that cassette. My brother bought it off a kid in middle school for like five bucks. And I have all his old tapes. Yeah, it was like $5. Some kid didn't want it, and he was like, "Hey, you want it?"
Petey is counseling people on mental health, and it's funny because the day he counsels are Saturday and Wednesday.
Right.
We were just talking about it. We were just talking about it today. Saturdays and Wednesdays.
Yeah. Wednesday after dark. We'll say we have another story that is more of an after dark story. I didn't get to. A man was stung in the testicles by a scorpion while sleeping at a Las Vegas Strip hotel. At the Venetian. That's like a five-star place.
That's a good hotel. Yeah.
That's a lot of headline right there.
Yeah. You know, so we might get into some of that.
Remind us, Kirby. We appreciate you. And y'all come back Monday. We'll be here. Thanks so much. Now, do you need something?
Can you take me to Michael? Trying to raise it all.
We got your thing. Thank you, baby. It's pretty.
Get it.
Oh, you got it?
Yes. We're gonna hang it up soon.
Hey.
We got a whole little cave where people send us stuff, and we hang their stuff in there. So we're gonna hang yours in there too, baby.
Okay, my dad said he'll give me the money.
Oh, you gotta give her. You gotta use that.
You
money
ain't paid
it.
That baby. You better pay that baby.
No. Slipped my mind. I'll take care of it.
Yeah, it slipped her mind.
I think
she got more money than
that's
all
right.
Of us.
Get the you, money, demand your money, baby.
The money that you
don't
guys,
let daddy cheat you. We paid him.
The money you guys paid her, though, is precisely what a guitar strap costs.
I do have the money. I got the money.
So perhaps.
Slipped my mind.
Perhaps she just bought your guitar strap with that money.
I know your grandpa gives you more money than I know you have more money than me.
Yeah, she's got money. So y'all
she's got
come
like,
on back.
She's got like three streams of income.
I know.
Right. She got more revenue income than the parents.
No.
Right. Hustle culture.
Any tax time for you?
Right.
All right, so y'all come on back. I gotta take her to whatever. So I'll see y'all Monday. Remember, I'm at the draft house starting tonight. This is Thursday. Tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday. Y'all look on the website. I'm there. It's one show, and I think it's two on Friday, two on Saturday. Yeah, so check it out. Get your tickets. You can also see me headline a show in July. I'll talk about it more as we get closer at the Comedy Loft in the basement. I'm headlining there. So I'll be doing a long set, and I'm trying to get ready for that. All right, we're out. I'm Randolph Terrence.
I'm Andy Klein.
I am Karen Morrow and Hairless Rod. Hairless Lip Rod.
And I'm Brother Mark.
You had to do that boy like
Linus
that.
Linus is coming up.
He should have came back.
And Linus has all his hair, so... Y'all didn't do that, boy. Like, we're three guys on, and we're out. You didn't do that.
That's what he get for not being present. That's his fault.